fire department for a trailer to transport utility vehicle.
Yes, Laurel Fire Department is requesting $2,968 to cover the cost of a trailer to be able to transport their utility vehicle to be used in areas where ambulances cannot access. Last council grant was $2,000, which was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent, $1,000 from Mr. Phillips for an upgraded entrance.
Same thing.
Mr. Ouellette?
Yes, I would move that we adopt the same, or...
$1,000 each?
Correct.
Motion, Mr. Ouellette, second. Mr. Wilson?
Thank you.
To grant $2,000 to the Laurel Fire Department for this transport utility vehicle trailer, being $1,000 from Mr. Ouellette's account, $1,000 from my account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Ouellette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is the Laurel American Legion Post 19. They're requesting $3,000 for their fifth annual Veterans Day Parade, and there are representatives here if you want to recognize them to speak.
Well, representatives, please come right on down.
Looks like a parade.
Exactly.
They're going to have one.
We're getting good at those.
Amen.
Amazing, isn't it?
I have the distinct honor today to introduce you to two of our wonderful members from Post 19. This is Bill Aker and Bill Morrow, two of my favorite veterans.
Amen.
Bill, nice seeing you.
Morning. Good afternoon.
We have come once again to ask for support for our fifth annual Eastern Shore Veterans Day Parade. It has grown each year, and we have heard from the town of Laurel, and next year, instead of having the 4th of July parade, it's just too hot to walk on the 4th of July.
Because we're getting too old.
Yes. But they are joining with the American Legion, and we are going to do a fall festival in collaboration with the parade. So, as always, we would never have had the first parade if it was not for the Sussex County Council. And you have taken us this far, and we are so grateful. Each year, I have one memory that brings tears to my eyes. Last year, we had several nursing homes that brought up some of their residents, and I put them at the senior center right next to the judge's stand. And afterwards, one of the gentlemen walked up to me, and he goes, "Ma'am, I want to tell you, I thought we were forgotten until I saw this parade." So that's my reward. But I'm going to turn it over to Bill Aker, if I may, right now.
Thank you. On behalf of the American Legion and the Parade Committee, we would like to present this to the council, a little token of our appreciation, and I hope you display it prominently. And we appreciate all the help you can give us.
Yeah, thank Amen. You.
We thank you very much. You thank can present that to Mr. Lawson. While you write that, Mr. Lawson. Thank you very much. And
Chip, get a picture of that, Chipper.
Chip will get a picture. Let Chip get him. Yeah.
There you go.
While Chip's getting that picture.
Don't you go far away. She's
no, you get in there, Todd.
Todd, get on in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
While you're getting the picture, certainly thank you all for putting the parade on. It is a very nice event. It's the only one anywhere around us. Only one in the county, for sure.
I think so, anyone in Delmarva.
For sure, I think.
Actually, the only one on the Eastern Shore. Federalsburg had one for 2 years, I believe, and they have quit having theirs. So we are the only one on the Eastern Shore.
Great, man.
And you're all invited to come.
Amen.
We'll be there. And this year's on a Sunday?
It's on a Sunday. Veterans Day landed on a Saturday, which gave us a run for our money and planning. So we're having it at 1 o'clock. Of course, we have to allow for church.
Sure.
The lunch that we normally have is going to be on Saturday for the regular service.
Sure.
Because that comes first.
Sure.
But this year it's on Sunday, and next year it'll be back the Saturday before Veterans Day.
Okay. Ms. Dingsover, because with $3,000, and last time we gave them $3,000, $600 each council person. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Ouellette, to grant $3,000, being $600 each council matic district. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Ouellette.
Just want to thank you. Absolutely. You guys are vital and important to our freedom and to our Constitution. We want to always provide recognition and honor of you and your service.
You.
So be honored to say yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Burton.
Thank you.
Happy to do it.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Thank you.
I certainly vote yes, and thank you for all you do and have done. Thank you very much.
I'm running a little late with the change of date, but you will get your invitation.
That's fine.
To participate, we always love to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all, have a good afternoon.
And call me on that one other thing, if you will.
I will.
Yep, thank you.
All right, the next one is Clothing Our Kids is requesting $2,775 to help with the purchase of clothes for at-risk elementary school children. This program strives to improve the lives of at-risk children by providing appropriate school clothing for less fortunate children attending public school throughout Sussex County. Last grant received was $2,000 from the countywide youth program.
So move.
Second.
Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $2,000 to the Clothing Our Kids to purchase clothing from the countywide youth grant category. Questions on that motion?
I recommend them to our teen challenge to buy the clothing.
There you go. That'd be a good idea.
Get a lot better price.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one's Village Improvement Association, founded in 1909. This is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to serving the Cape and Lopin community. They are requesting $2,500 to engage a graduate archive intern for 1 year to work toward the safekeeping, sorting, identifying, and creating archive files, thus creating a safe environment for their 108-year-old records. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Cole for a park project.
Let's do $1,500 again, please.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,500 to the Village Improvement Association for an intern to the archiving work for Mr. Cole's councilmatic district. Questions on the vote? We'll take the motion. Cut on motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Nanticoke River Arts Council is requesting funds to help with the operation of Gallery 107, where local artists show their work, and classes are offered to children and adults. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Vincent.
Please make that motion.
I'll make that motion for Mr. Vincent, $1,500.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500 from my councilmatic account to Nanticoke River Arts Council for operating costs. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burke.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, Georgetown Fire Company is requesting $3,795 to cover the cost of a trailer to be able to transport their utility vehicle to be used in areas where ambulances cannot access. Last council grant received was $2,000, which was $1,600 from Mr. Wilson and $400 from Mr. Phillips for kitchen equipment.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote same.
$2,000 that you gave last time?
Same amount I gave last time.
And second, is that from, it'd be $1,600 from you and $400 from Mr. Arlett?
I think this is for Georgetown, so I think we'll allow Mr. Wilson to get the full benefit.
$1,600, Mr. Wilson? $1,600
from you and $400 from Mr. Arlett?
No, he was going to pass
on it.
I'm going to pass.
$1,600,
Mr. Wilson. We have 11 other fire companies in my district.
Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. The grants.
You're trying to say Georgetown is not important.
That's not what I said. I think you just said that. Be careful what you say.
$1,600 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account to Georgetown Fire Company for help pay for a trailer for a transport utility vehicle. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, last one is the Del Mar Public Library is requesting $1,000 sponsorship for their capital campaign fundraiser for construction and renovation for their library. Last council grant was $2,000 from Mr. Arlett.
They're asking for $1,000.
That's correct.
I would move for that for $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Do we have another second?
Second,
Mr. Cole. To grant $1,000. The Del Mar Public Library for capital fundraising expenses. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President. There are four. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 6.0576 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduced it.
The next one is also in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use plan in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a house construction and sales business to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.709 acre more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is also in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical office and ancillary medical uses to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.30 acres more or less.
That was whose district, Mr. Burton?
Mr. Burton's, yes.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a...
Thank God I got one.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for RV park model trailer repair and refurbishment business with outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less of a 32.16 acre parcel of land.
I'll introduce it.
Cole introduced it.
That is all.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember comments. Councilmember comments.
Just one quickly, I just want to, we got 20 minutes, just want to thank the teammates for the dragon boat race. I thought Sussex County was very well represented, and it was so amazing that we actually had, what it sounded like our president of the United States call, actually, and wish our team success. So it was an honor to have our president, what appeared to be the president of the United States, to call Sussex County and cheer us on. So we want to thank him, and publicly speaking.
I think that's a good comment. The only thing I've heard from other people maybe is if the person who was the drummer or the cadence person had moved a little faster, they'd have rode a little faster, and might have been a little higher in the standings. But that's just a passing comment.
Yeah, you can't win every year.
This is true. And then motion for executive session, land acquisition, and pending litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I'll be in, motion carried.